Heathrow shutdown caused by problem found 7 years ago, date modified colon 2025-07-02T0939:43.040Z, description colon an investigation has been launched by the energy regulator into National Grid after finding issues at a substation were not fixed, Heathrow shutdown caused by problem found 7 years ago, 2 hours ago, save, Faria Masood business reporter, BBC News, save, PA Media, issues at an electrical substation which caused a fire that resulted in Heathrow Airport closing were first detected 7 years ago but not fixed, a report has found. The investigation found that National Grid, which owns the substation, had been aware of a fault since 2018. The report details numerous opportunities to rectify issues at the substation, but found maintenance was repeatedly deferred. Energy watchdog Ofgem has launched an investigation into National Grid following the report's findings, which Energy Secretary Ed Miliband called deeply concerning. Heathrow shut down as a result of the power cut, which led to thousands of cancelled flights and stranded passengers. The National Energy System Operator, NESO, said moisture entering electrical components at the North Hyde substation caused the blaze at the site that supplies the UK's biggest airport with power. It said elevated moisture had been detected in July 2018 and that under National Grid's guidance, such readings indicate an imminent fault and that the bushing should be replaced. But it said the issue went unaddressed and an basic maintenance to fix the problem in 2022 was deferred. The fire at the electrical substation in March 20 resulted in a major power cut shutting down Heathrow and affecting more than 270,000 journeys. The impact was also felt beyond the airport, with essential services including road, rail, and Hillingdon Hospital affected, NESO said. The power failure resulting in the closure of Heathrow has raised wider questions about the UK's major infrastructure resilience. Missed opportunities. Fintan Sly, NESO's chief executive, told the BBC's Today programme that while the report did not set out to apportion blame, National Grid was responsible for the maintenance of the equipment and making sure it is fit for operation. So when they identified those moisture levels back in 2018, what should have happened is that the transformer should have been taken out of service for a short period of time and that fault effectively repaired, he said. That was missed. The moisture got worse over time and ultimately that's what caused the fire to happen. The story of our report really is probably one of missed opportunities. A timeline of the Heathrow Airport disruption, investigation ordered into power outage that closed Heathrow, after announcing its investigation into National Grid, Akshay Kaul, Director General for Infrastructure at Ofgem, said it expected energy companies to properly maintain their equipment and networks to prevent events like this happening. Where there is evidence that they have not, we will take action and hold companies fully to account, he added. National Grid said it had a comprehensive asset inspection and maintenance program in place and that it had taken further action since the fire. It said this included retesting the resilience of substations that serve strategic infrastructure and added it would cooperate with Ofgem's investigation. Mr. Sly said as well as the substation fault, there was also a potential missed opportunity at Heathrow to maximize its energy resilience and also another to across the energy industry around understanding resilience of critical infrastructure. The report also said that it was not known to the energy companies that the loss of one of the electrical supply points, of which Heathrow has three, would result in a power outage to some of the airport's critical systems. The review also found that energy network operators are not generally aware whether customers connected to their networks are critical national infrastructure, it said. Heathrow Airport welcomed the report and said it expected National Grid to be carefully considering what steps they can take to ensure this isn't repeated. A combination of outdated regulation, inadequate safety mechanisms, and National Grid's failure to maintain its infrastructure led to this catastrophic power outage, the airport said. Nigel Wicking, chief executive of Heathrow Airline Operators Committee, told the BBC that Heathrow's closure cost airlines between £80 million and £100 million, aviation accidents and incidents travel London Heathrow Airport air travel.